And now to a more uplifting story about the economy. For over a year now, we've been in touch with a young man named Damon Smart from Elkhart, Indiana. For about a year and up until recently, Damon was part of a terrible statistic that has kept Elkhart in the news, the highest unemployment rate in the country. The news is a little better now, 14.9%. That's as of November. It's still an example of the tough situation Americans are facing. But the good news is that Damon is now employed. He's working as a sales rep at Sprint. He got that job 3 weeks ago, so we wanted to check back in with him to see how he's doing. Welcome back, Damon. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
So what do you think made the difference for you? How did you get this job?
Just staying consistent and trying to go out and I mean, I want more. You know, I was getting assistance for a while, and it was helpful. You know, I was thankful for everything, you know. I'm blessed to have some opportunities, and I just try hard. I just kept going out and looking for something that would keep me in and something that was interested in my, you know, in what I do in my field. I'm a salesman, you know. I've always been in sales for a long time. So I just wanted to go out and try something that, you know I was good at it. And I just kept pushing. You know, I just didn't want to settle for less.
How did it feel when you got that call? Or I don't know how you found out that you had gotten the job. Did they call you, or did you get an email or a text?
I got a call right back. I mean, they looked at my resume, and she seen the drive in me, and she called me right back. I started up in no time. It was like a week's time. I was up and running and in training.
What did that feel like to get that call?
Actually, it was great. I had been looking for a job for 2 years, you know, 2 whole years here in Elkhart, you know, since I've been here in Elkhart. I've been looking for jobs, and it was exciting to have a job, and I was just blessed to know that someone was going to give me a chance, an opportunity to make something happen for myself.
And what's it like being back at work? You've been back at work about 3 weeks now. I mean, you've been working off and on all the time, as we understand it. You've been doing stuff, picking up stuff, trying to make things happen.
My T-shirts.
Right. But what's it been like to, you know, have a job, a steady job to go to every day?
It's actually been great. I mean, everything's been pretty fine, you know, for the most part. You know, we've been having a couple of difficulties at the job lately, you know, and we suffered two robberies and one attempt last night on me.
I was going to ask you about that. You mean people are, do you think that they're targeting people at your job, trying to stick people up?
I think it's some type of inside thing, because for some reason people don't know about the security. It's a security thing, and it's like they testing. It's like every time I look around, there's something happening at the store. I wasn't there the first two times, but the third time last night, I was at gunpoint last night, you know, and I had to call the police. I had to make a report last night, and that's just before I closed. You know, I was getting all this good news, then all of a sudden, all of this happened. He chased me out the parking lot, and I lost my wallet. I lost my ID. I had to call the police across the street from another gas station.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that. Actually, you sound a little shook up.
I'm kind of still shook up from the situation, because I really didn't get no sleep last night. And, you know, that was my first check. You know, it was first check. It was. I lost everything last night. So, you know, I wanted to talk to my district manager this morning, you know, and the people that work with me, you know, to see what's going on, about see if we can get some more security, because it's not safe. It's the third time in a month since I've been working there.
And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but do you think that it's in part because of the situation there
Yes, it is exactly what's going on. The people, you know, people around here, it's terrible. Like, a lot of people are losing stuff. A lot of people are losing family members. It's really stressful around Elkhart right now. And, you know, that seemed like it's the last situation. They're doing it by all means. I remember last time I talked to you about it, people are doing anything to get money nowadays. I mean, they're doing by all means necessary, you know, and it's really scary right now.
Well, we're happy for you. We're sorry about what happened with that has to be very frightening. It sounds like you're dealing with it. I'm sorry that happened to you, but we are really happy to hear that you found work. And congratulations to you and your family and continued success. We hope things continue to work well for you.
Yes, thank you.
Damon Smart lives in Elkhart, Indiana, and he recently got a job as a sales representative for Sprint. Damon, thank you.
Thank you.